Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 296 for June 19th, 2011. The music in this podcast is provided by the IOTA PromoNet. And the song you're listening to is Circling by Gretchen Parlato. And it's from the album Lost and Found. Well, welcome once again to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. I'm Barry Kantz, your host. And I want to thank you if you are a subscriber to the show, and if you're a listener, obviously you are if you're listening, so thank you for that. Thank you for being a part of the Home Base Travel Agent family. You can learn more about the Home Base Travel Agent Show at www.hometravelagent.net. That's hometravelagent.net, and once you get over there, you're going to see all the features on the website, including all the shows that we've had for about 2 years, going back about two, maybe 3 years. And you can also subscribe to the newsletter, which is a little box that you can put your email address into on the right side of the page. So I'd appreciate that if you would do that. That would help you out because then you get the show notes in your email box every week. Well, coming up today in the co-hosted segment, we're going to be talking about FAM trips, familiarization trips, and some of our experiences with those trips. So you want to stand by for that. That'll be coming up here very shortly. And if you'd like to drop me an email, you can do that at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And I'd love to hear from you. Drop me any concerns, comments, questions, ways to improve the show, things you don't like about the show, anything. We'd be happy to, Lorraine and I are happy to entertain any and all emails, and we answer them when we get them. So definitely pay attention to our listeners. So please go ahead and give us an email. Let us know what you think. Now, you know, I don't know if you're hearing anything in the background here, but actually I'm sitting at a campground recording this show, sitting outside here under the awning, and every once in a while, there's some kids or whatever that ride by on bicycles and dogs bark, including Coco. So that could happen at any point here, or maybe even later on in the news segment of the show. So just a caution that we're out and about, not quite in the wild, but we're out and about in a camper. So that's what we're doing. It's a short mini vacation, kind of a weekend thing here for us, just to get away. And we're only about 30 miles from home, but it's just an opportunity to change scenery a little bit and do something different and not have to worry about all the little tasks that we have to take care of at home. It's just nice to get away once in a while and be able to sit back and relax a bit. Even though I continue to do the show, this is a labor of love for me. So anyhow, with all of that, what I want to do is move right on into the co-hosted segment of the show. So we're going to do that. Here we go. Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and we're into the co-hosted segment of the show today, and along with us, we have Lorraine Romero, and back once again with us, it's always fun to have Gary Ebels back on the show. It's always entertaining, and Gary has some great topics and great suggestions for shows, current shows and upcoming shows. So, Lorraine, how are you doing?
I am good, thank you. Things out here on the West Coast are great, and talking to my two cohorts on the other end of the screen, they're both saying weather is good. This is very unusual for everybody to all have good weather, so I love spring, and it's just a great time of year where everybody's happy, and flowers are blooming, and things are good. So thank you for asking. I know it's beautiful back in your area. Today we do have Gary Ebels on the show. Love that man. Always love when he replaces me so I can go on vacation. But I love more having him with us to be able to share the airspace and his knowledge and experience. And we were going to have him on the show, and he came up with this great theme. And I'm going to turn the reins over to Gary so that he can talk about it, because it's such a great topic and I want him to head us off. So, Gary, welcome to the show, and it's wonderful to have you back.
Thanks, Lorraine, and hi, Barry. How are you? It's nice to be back, and I was sitting here thinking that finally I can say, and Barry can say, that our weather is at least as good, if probably not better better than today. And so mark your calendars. We're going to make this kind of a red letter day for us here too. So anyway, when Lorraine said that she would like to have you back on and so forth, and it says you can come on if you come up with a topic. And so I've spent countless hours and lost all kinds of sleep. And what I came up with is the little concept called fam trips. And I have to admit, the first time I ever heard the word fam, I had no idea what that meant. It was long before I even got involved in this kind of thing. I knew some people that worked in the, and they were always talking about fam this and fam that, and I didn't know what it meant. But what I understand it to be now is it's just a shortened abbreviation for familiarization. It could be a trip, it could be an outing, it could be a tour or whatever, and it's quite prevalent in the travel agent business. And just about anyone uses fam trips as one of their marketing tools for travel agents. They realize the value that a fam trip brings to the agent itself. In fact, I was reading some discussion board posts and things like that, and there was a new travel agent on, and the person was talking about the fact that how difficult it was to make recommendations and write a quote for someone for a destination they'd never been at. I mean, one of the neat part about making quotes and helping clients and so forth, which I suspect is part of why most of us got in the business as we did, is the fact that we like to share, at least in my case, share the locations we've been to. And so, of course, in my case, it's Florida and more specifically Disney. Having been there multiple times, I love it when somebody says, I'm going to go, do you have any ideas? In which case I say, I'm going to need you for several days to talk about you and teach you everything I know about it. And so it's familiarization, and there's a number of ways to go about it. And so I'm going to kind of take the angle, obviously, of Disney. And yes, Disney has their own fam trips. And then Lorraine's going to share some information about what she's done. And then Barry has kind of a little different bent that he volunteered to cover as to, if you don't do this as your full-time day job, there are still other opportunities for you to more or less do a fam trip. It may not be formal, but more or less informal. So let's talk about Disney. Disney is a huge value, and they support their travel agents. They take care of them very well, and they have lots of opportunities for them. And so Disney has... their fam trips are actually titled Discover the Magic Agent Education Program. And I'll say that again, Discover the Magic Agent Education Program. And it's exclusively for people who are Disney travel agents. Now, what does it mean to be a Disney travel agent? Well, obviously you have to be affiliated either by yourself or with a host agency and have a IATN with an N number that you can get your own log onto the Disney Travel Agent website. And once you're in there, you can go through, and we've talked about this before, you can go in and go through their College of Disney Knowledge. And I have to tell you, it's been a while since I've been in there, and there's a lot of new stuff in there. But when I went through it, it was really a lot of fun, even for someone who's been as many times. I got to know a lot of things I didn't know and so forth, and it really has a great workflow, and it's really pretty neat how interactive it is. And when you're all done, you get this great pin, this great certificate, and guess what? You get one of these graduation mortar boards with Mickey ears on it. So, I mean, what's better than that? So life is good. Now, I haven't actually tried to wear that out in public or during commencement at the college that I work at yet, but, you know, maybe when I retire or something, I'll do that for my last commencement. So anyways, so obviously the first requirement is that if Disney's going to have you come down and really make it worth your while, and I'll kind of go over that in just a moment, it really, really is worth your while, you have to meet some certain requirements. And I went over some of them already, but there's a few more. First off, you have to have gone through the College of Divinity Knowledge and more or less gotten current for the location that you're going to go. And what do I mean by that? Well, obviously, Disney has a number of different properties. It has a cruise line. It has Walt Disney World. It has Disneyland. It has a number of foreign Disney products. It has Adventures by Disney. And so you have to be up to speed. In fact, their program won't even let you apply for one of their fam trips unless you're up to speed on that. Second, the information that I've kind of gleaned from some of the prep that I did for this is that they very often try to have a minimum of 3 and maybe up to 5 fam trips a year. And there's no rhyme or reason as to when they're going to be. They obviously have to work them in when they've got the capacity for it. So you can't say, well, they always have one on the 1st of August. Well, not always, depending on what might be going on, events that might be going on there and other types of things. But you have to watch for them, and you can get on an email list for those kinds of things too. So now, typically, what happens is it's anywhere from a 3-night to a 5-night on-site education program. Once you apply and you're accepted to it, it's a 3 to 5 night on-site education program, and it has its theme. Some of them I've noticed in the past have combined not only the Walt Disney World site visit, but if they happen to coincide with one of the Disney ships that are in port over in Cocoa Beach, they very often include a site inspection there. They really cover their product, they cover their sales skills, and they basically let you go around and touch it and so forth too. Now, one of the things and one of the reasons that I wanted to maybe go over this topic once is that I think that there's a whole bunch of people, and we were joking about this just before, that if you happen to go on a fam trip, you can make a lot of people jealous. And in fact, Lorraine will talk about the fact that some of the ones that she's been on, you can only go by yourself or with another travel agent. This isn't a vacation. And I think that's one of the primary things that I wanted to point out is that this is work. And even though you're at this fantastic destination, whether it be on a cruise or going to Hawaii or Alaska or going to Disney World, it's work. And so even though everybody comes out and says it's awesome, the classes start first thing in the morning. I mean, very often, typically before most people are used to getting up, they want you there and they got you working. You have, product and going over things during the day, and then typically in the afternoon on Disney, you go and do hotel site inspections in the afternoon and early evening. On average, they try to get in up to 16 to 20 properties. So think about doing that in a 3 or 4 day event that you have to visit 16 different properties, including the hotels and so forth, thoroughly. But Disney also, knows that it's also part of what they do. So they also give you passes to go into the parks in the evening. But what they do say is it's nonstop from sunup to sundown. Make sure you get plenty of rest, get plenty of get ready to do that. Pace yourself because that's really what it's all about. And then they very often, share, and you get, a lot of swag and everything else that goes along with it. Everything that I see and I've heard about the fam trips for Disney, they talk about the fact that it is a fantastic experience, well worth going to, and it very quickly fills up when they offer it. And so if you're one of those also, you either got to have some people watching for you, or you've got to be on the Disney website, Disney Travel Agents website all the time to see those things pop up. And so I don't know a lot about the other fam trips. Maybe Barry and or Lorraine can talk about how you found out about some of your fam trips. Are you on a list or something like that? But for the most part, that's an overview of the Disney fam trip, again, called the Discover the Magic Agent Education Program. And Lorraine, how about sharing some of your experience?
Yeah, that was great. Thank you, Gary. Not being a Disney specialist, it's always good to be able to get information that regarding opportunities to be able to learn. Different ways to be able to find out about fans that are available and how do you qualify. Most host agencies have fam trips, and they're totally business related, as you had mentioned. NACTA does them. I'm sure OSSN does. There's a newsletter that's available that I get, and it's just interesting. I hardly ever look at it because it's just got so much information on it. I don't know how much of it is accurate, and I'm here on FAMS and interest in FAMS for training, not just get inundated about, look at all the vacations I can be on during a year. Because for me, these are working opportunities. I come home exhausted, but it bring home knowledge that I can share with my clients. There are two particular FAMs that I was on that I just want to mention briefly. One of them was last year with NACTA. It coincided with Cruise 360, which was in Vancouver last year. And NACTA had a destination specialty three-day FAM that was right after it. And it was absolutely wonderful. Again, like you said, you get up early, you stay up late, drink lots of water, make sure to have comfortable shoes on. We visited site inspections for at least a dozen hotels. I know that we did four of the Fairmont hotels, and we went up to Whistler, spent a long day up there. It was absolutely beautiful. And went all Island, which is a wedding grand, wonderful place that's in Vancouver that is similar to Pike's Market, but huge. And it's just a bunch of different types of food venues, and there's a whole area for cheese and salmon, and it's wonderful. And if you've never been to Vancouver, you need to make sure that you make a stop for several hours at Granville Island. And this particular FAM was hosted by NACTA. It was last summer, and Scott Keft, who is now no longer the head of NACTA, was the cheerleader for this. He was the one who ran all the workshops, had presentations by a variety of different companies while we were there, because it was in Vancouver, and they just tagged it on to be part of the Cruise 360. So Celebrity was there, a bunch of different companies. And so it was three or four full pack days, and it was a great learning opportunity. In fact, I have already been able to take that information and help a client with booking of where to stay, what to do. And she is there right now. And it's interesting because I'll see her Facebook postings, and she has thanked me on several occasions in her Facebook postings about, oh, thank you, Lorraine, for booking me over at the Four Seasons. It's a great hotel and having a great time, and your suggestions are great. So by me having the opportunity to experience Vancouver, I could pass that on to my client. Another FAM that I went on about 2 years ago, it was a land and sea FAM put on by Holland America, and it was absolutely phenomenal. We went to the Yukon. There was a large land portion. The sea portion actually was only 3 days, and the rest of it was going inland up to the Yukon and learning all about Fairbanks, that northern area, Denali Park, and just experiencing an area of Alaska I would not normally, because I tend to do a lot of Alaska cruises, refer my clients to it, but the land portion was new to me, and I came out with something that was a really good learning experience. If you're going to do a land portion of Alaska, you have to be healthy. I was in my late 40s, and I was exhausted because you spend most of the time living out of your suitcase when you're on a land portion in Alaska because it's such a big state. However, with that said, I have another client that I have referred to a land and cruise portion for their trip, which has been booked, again, without having had that experience.
I wouldn't know. I was also able to explain to them the difference in booking a package where food is included in your package versus being on your own, making sure that everything is connected together, that, yes, you know what, you really do just want to spend an extra night in Anchorage to be able to enjoy it, or, yes, you do want to take a red eye out of Anchorage. To be able to specifically explain to a client what the difference is between being on a cruise for the Inside Passage, which is great, but experiencing Alaska through the land portion is something totally different. So this set of clients, they're going to be gone for almost 3 weeks, and they're going to come back exhausted. They're going to come back with great pictures and a wonderful once-of-a-lifetime experience because they live in the Carolinas. So what they'll be seeing is going to be completely different from what they see at home. And if it weren't for the Holland America fam, I wouldn't have been able to experience it. So again, there's a destinations, for example, I know that NACTA, and I hate bringing it up, but they're the ones that I know have a lot of destination. They're having one in Napa. They're having one on the Big Island. They're having one, I believe, in New Orleans. And I know they're having their national conference. We have mentioned it back east in the fall with MSC. That particular training experience that they offer for being destination, it's wonderful. It's short, you run yourself rugged, and you come out with absolute knowledge of how you can train your clients. Again, a lot of them, no spouses, agents only, and really it should be that way because you're there working, not on a vacation. There is a reduced price, but you do pay your airfare, full airfare. Let me tell you, United never gives discounts. And you will be compensated for your time and money with the learning experience and getting contacts with all these different hotel chains and locations. So it's worth the money. It's not inexpensive, but consider it part of your training and your education as a travel agent. So those are a couple that I wanted to bring up. And Barry, I know that you've done a couple of vacations where you have gotten a lot of experience from them. Wouldn't you tell us a little bit about?
Yeah, you know, you don't have to, you know, like me, I work full time, so I don't have an opportunity to take fam trips. But I do every once in a while have an opportunity to get away on a vacation. And, you know, if you're in that situation, if you're doing travel business part-time, and I know a lot of home agents are, but, you know, you also go away on vacation, and like Gary said earlier, you know, we're not only sellers of travel, we're consumers of travel, and at the same time that you're consuming your own product, you can pay attention to the hotels you're in or the destinations that you go to and turn those into a fam trip. Now, you know, I'm not sure what the tax implications are of that, but they may be good. Something you should check out with your accountant. There may be some benefit there. But I do know that, you know, I've had experience with a great hotel chain, the Kempton Hotels, that I've talked about on the show, and both in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and down in Miami, Florida. And that was Kemptons are great. And at some point in time, maybe we can do an official interview with someone from the Kempton chain, something to keep in the back of our head. But also, I was up in the Puget Sound. Gail and I were up there doing a mini vacation after another conference for my day job. And we were out on the Puget Sound and doing a whale watching tour. And I was doing what we call here in the business a sound seeing tour, and which means that I had the recording equipment on as we were on this whale watching tour. And it just so happened, and I was fortunate enough to have Orca come up to the boat, right up to the boat, and spend some time there. And you could hear on the sound seeing tour the Orca clearing the his blowhole, and then you can hear the people, you know, in the background that's watching him. They're just all excited, and you can hear the excitement. And then the whale goes under the boat, and then you can hear the people rush to the other side of the boat. So the sound seeing tour was quite an experience, and quite lucky to catch that. And I bring that up because here in a couple weeks, We're going to be heading up to the White Mountains in New Hampshire, and I may look for some opportunities to do a sound seeing tour up there, maybe one or two, hopefully at least one, and put that on the show. Have some of that again. It's a little bit different, but it's your mind paints a great picture when it hears things like the waves and people talking and laughing, and you know, your mind fills in the blanks, and it actually is a big help in putting that picture in your mind and taking you there. So, you know, I may do some of that when we go up to New Hampshire here in a couple of weeks. But those are my experiences, and you know, the point is that you don't have to be on an official FAM trip to actually go and experience things that you would want your clients to experience. So that's what I have.
No, that's great. Thank you. And Gary, again, thank you for bringing up this topic. As you know, this is the educational portion of Barry's well-put-together podcast, and we will have you back on the show in a couple weeks because, Barry, how many shows anniversary are you coming up on? What was that?
Well, we're coming up on the 300th show. 300 shows. Oh, my gosh.
And neither one of us are any grayer during that time.
Not a bit, you know.
Yeah.
And Gary has come up with a great idea for a topic to help us celebrate. See, he's a handy guy to have around. That's, you know, it. Maybe it's time for me to retire and you guys can do this. I think that would be like, wow.
Yeah. See, this is my big fear right there. So my contract says that unless you're on vacation officially or you're on the podcast, I'm not allowed to be here. So I did come up with an idea based upon something you were talking about, though, Lorraine. You reminded me when you talked about going on FAM trips but sending on people who they're going to come back from vacation. That's the key word, vacation, completely exhausted. Great future topic is vacations, you come back completely exhausted, and vacations, you come back completely relaxed.
And, there you go. See?
A short list of two of those, you know. So. And I'm going to research the completely relaxed one. You guys can handle the other one. You're younger than me.
Well, that'll be good because I always come back exhausted anyway. One of the things that Gail is driven crazy by for me, she's like, God, do you have to know somebody everywhere? I'm always going and talking to people. And she goes, oh, talking about the podcast again. Great. You know, so it allows me the opportunity, since we travel, to be able to bring show guests on and be able to share experience with everybody. So, you know, some people never sleep. Some people never calm down. You know, some people can relax. I'd like to hear that part of the show. So if you can contribute that part in a future show, that would be awesome.
we're all better people because of your being an extrovert there, because of some of the guests that I've been very impressed that you've come in contact with and somehow got on the show on top of it.
Absolutely, so. Yeah.
They just don't know me. How's that? Well, Gary, if you don't mind, please let everybody know how they can reach you, because you're such a valuable resource, especially when it comes to all things Disney. Give everybody your email, and if you have Facebook, let them connect with you on Facebook.
Exactly. Well, and I do want to point out that if you didn't write this down and you're listening to this in your car, you can go to the show notes that Barry puts together for you, and all this is there too. But you can get me at WDW, Walt Disney World Gary, at gmail.com, or you can find me on Facebook, facebook.com, gary.ebels, and I'm also on Twitter at solo at Disney, one word, solo at Disney. Barry?
Yeah, they can reach me by email at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net, and on Facebook at facebook.com/barry.cants. And Lorraine, how about you?
Always easy to reach. I can be reached at sharptongued@mac.com, and that's sharptongued@mac.com. And as always, you can follow me on Facebook. I'd love to hear from you and see what you're up to. My email or my Facebook address is Lorene R. That's L-O-R-E-N-E-R. Thank you, gentlemen. I'm looking forward to connecting with both of you again in a couple weeks. And Barry, you and I will be together again next week, and we have another great guest, and I'm looking forward to being on the airwaves again with you.
Yeah, it sounds great, Lorraine, and thanks, Gary, and thank you, Lorraine.
Great.
All right.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Okay, thank you, Gary and Lorraine. I really appreciate it, and a great segment here for the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And we have three news items coming up here on the show, and the first news item has to do with a futuristic concept of air travel, and this is talking about air travel in 2050, where the airplane, the airliner that you're riding in, it may have the ability to have clear, open skin on it so that you can gaze out at the stars as you're flying along, or it may have simulations inside that you can actually play a round of golf while you're traveling at 35,000 feet. Now, there's also other segments of the airliner where you can get aromatherapy and kind of a relaxation environment. And then another segment of the airliner is set aside for conferencing and business type work. So, you know, all this is coming to you in an airliner of the future. And this comes from an article that was in The Scotsman, scotsman.com. And it talks about the concepts outlined by the Airbus company here recently at a conference that they had. I believe it was in Great Britain. So take a look at the article. It's in the show notes. Actually, there's a link to the article in the show notes. Okay, the next article comes from MSNBC. And have you ever felt like you might have the strangest job in the travel industry, being a travel agent and selling what you sell? Well, that's not quite the case. In this article, it talks about some pretty strange jobs in the travel and leisure industry. And one of those jobs happens to be kind of the guy that works at a resort, and he is actually a monkey chaser. And what he does, he chases monkeys away from the interior walls of the resort. These monkeys tend to steal food from the guests and have a good time with the guests, but they're not wanted, so this person's job is to chase them away. Now, in the article, there's also other strange jobs mentioned, and one of those is a tanning butler. Now, the tanning butler applies sunscreen to pool goers. Now, I don't know. That may not be a bad job, I'm thinking. Anyhow, there's other jobs. Bath sommeliers, if I'm saying that right. These people fill your bathtub. And also bibliotherapists. And these folks help you choose your reading material. So there is a job out there for everyone. So strange jobs in the travel industry, and I would agree. Those are a bit different. And the last article, speaking of strange jobs, comes from the Utah Independent, and it talks about Spirit Airlines, and the Spirit Airlines isn't beyond controversy. And what Spirit Airlines is doing, they're using female pole dancing strippers to sell their flights. And actually, this takes place in Las Vegas, and what happens is that the pole dancing strippers are in a plexiglass box behind a truck, and they're being driven around, I guess it's Los Angeles. Oh, the article says both Los Angeles and Las Vegas, so it could be happening at both cities. But anyhow, they go around and they promote Spirit Airlines, and that would get your attention, I'm sure. Probably get my attention. And it may get law enforcement's attention as well. But anyhow, Spirit Airlines is out there promoting their business. And actually, they're promoting a deal that's $18 both ways. So that is a good deal. Okay, with that, I'm going to wrap her up today. Coco's having a good old time out here barking, and I'm just not able to get him to quit, and I've edited a lot of it out, but you may hear some of it still. So that's the challenge of doing a show here in the campground. So with that, I want to wish everybody a great week, safe travels, stay healthy, everybody. Bye-bye now.
Just like the earth revolves around the sun, our life's in circles, never to be done. You found ocean arms, so many stars above. All that you've done just comes from wanting love. What if we'd met some other place and time? There'd still be rain, there'd still be sun to shine. Your happiness to give away is so much more than all the games they play. So be done, and be done, and be done.
Just pretend.